Welcome to the James Who Dish podcast.
Okay, we ready, Gina?
We're back and
having a I'm having a vodka.
Oh, vodka tonight.
Yeah, it's a little bit earlier. Oh, it's a Thursday.
And I'm drinking a rosé in a Starbucks cup. A big Starbucks cup
rosé
with a straw.
A lot of ice. What kind of rosé are you drinking?
You know, I don't know. Whatever I can find at Trader Joe's.
Because now you like rosé.
I don't love it necessarily, but I wanted something with ice and cold, so I'm sucking it up and sucking it down.
It's really sad that we're like forcing ourselves to drink these drinks that we don't really love. I do like my vodka diet. It's a vodka diet tonic with lots of lemon, but when I'm thirsty, I'm guzzling it and I'm realizing, uh-oh, I'm guzzling vodka as well.
Get up real slow. I should drink my vodka fresca because I do like that, and I do have some fresca.
Yeah, I almost put a little vodka Sprite.
Next time.
I want to dive into all the stuff that's going on. Big Brother All-Star started last night, which was Wednesday night.
Oh, it did?
Yeah. I know you're not a Big Brother
fan.
No, I'm not. I mean, during the summer, this was my summer show. Like, this was the one I loved on 3 days a week. And now that it's the All-Stars, it's pretty freaking great.
Is it good?
I mean, it's perfect situation for COVID. It really is. They all live together. They're not going anywhere. They were quarantined for 2 weeks beforehand.
Well, there.
So it's like a perfect situation.
I've seen a lot of stuff posted about it, but I have not. I'm not really into it. I know. I like the celebrity edition.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's short and sweet. All right. Then I want to talk Bachelorette. Lots going on in the Bachelorette world. So rumor had it, two things with Claire. One was that she was very difficult to deal with and they basically like fired her. The other was that she found her love, which is this guy, Dale Moss, apparently.
Yeah, they posted a picture of him. Now, he was one of the contestants, right?
Well, it's interesting. When I put out our favorite picks, I didn't find Dale Moss in any of them, but it could be because he's younger. I kind of cut out the younger guys.
How much younger are we
talking? Well, I'm not sure. He could be like 26.
Are you kidding me? And she's 38?
Yeah.
Okay, this is not going to work.
She likes the younger guys, though. She came out and said, I really like the younger guys.
Why is that, do you think?
Because she's immature.
Because they'll put up with her BS.
Well, I listened to Nick Vile today, the Vile Files. He had on, have you been watching The GOAT Bachelor?
No.
Bachelorette series, Bachelorette on Monday nights. Well, this last one was actually a really good one. And if you remember,
it was Allie, wasn't it?
Allie's season was so good.
It was really good.
She was really good. The funny part is Allie was only, I think she said she was 24 or 26 at the time. So young.
Oh my God.
And she really handled herself well. And she had some crazy guys on there. So she was on Nick Vial. Nick got a text from inside the Bachelorette bubble that said, Claire is still there. Claire is still no access to her phone. And this is going to be a very, very interesting Bachelorette.
Okay, so they're going to start off with Claire. They're going to exit her out. And then surprise, which isn't a surprise anymore because now we all know, they're going to bring Tayshia.
Well, also Hannah Ann's been spotted down there.
Oh, no, 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 no.
She's there.
Don't want to see her.
Also, there's pictures of like Becca Kufrin is there.
You know, they bring the girls in to kind of consult and give advice to the new Bachelorette and all that kind of stuff. So maybe that's what it's for.
Maybe that's what it is. But lots going on down there.
In 120 degree heat.
My son's going down there in a couple weeks.
To Palm Springs?
Yeah. To play golf. Oh. At La Quinta.
Oh, really? At that resort?
I guess.
Because I heard the resort.
No, there's a house that they're renting.
Oh, a house in La Quinta.
I guess so.
Oh, nice.
I mean, La Quinta is a city, right?
Oh, yeah.
So La Quinta is the city. They're staying at the La Quinta Resort, the Bachelorette.
La Quinta Resort, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lots going on.
I know.
We shall see. You know, is this all to drum up more speculation?
Yeah, probably. And we talked about it before. It's so damn hot down there right now. I don't know what the hell they're going to do as far as like excursions and stuff because it's like brutally hot.
And do they bring new guys for Tayshia? If Tayshia is going to be the new Bachelorette, are they bringing in a whole new flock of guys that they have to quarantine for 2 weeks?
I don't think so. I think recycling.
Does she get Claire's leftovers?
I think she does.
Well, here's the thing. They picked these guys before Claire was announced.
Yes.
So that's why there was a lot of young ones. Then new ones came in because of COVID.
But didn't we hear that they got rid of some of the younger ones mm-hmm. and brought in some more age appropriate ones? And then she ended up picking up a younger one anyway.
Yeah.
So what does it matter?
It doesn't matter.
And how old is Tayshia? 30? 28?
Probably like 28. I like Tayshia.
Yeah, I liked her too.
The only questionable part about Tayshia was when she was on Paradise and she was got together with that other guy.
John Paul,
who, yeah, I will say, he was kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
That was my only question about Tayshia's picks. I don't know. Her pickers off.
We shall see.
All right, well, we had the premiere of Potomac.
Ugh. That dramatic opening was reminiscent of, was it Beverly Hills with the
That starts Lucy, with the
Lucy
end.
Lucy Apple Juicy?
Mm-hmm. Love them doing that.
It was so good.
Really good. They've had a lot of time to edit this show and they're doing a really good
job. They're doing a really good job. And I like how they gave us like a catch up with each individual mm-hmm. cast member and then they got into it.
I have lots of thoughts here. It's very it's interesting. So we kind of started out with Monique going to visit Karen. Karen has a new house back in Potomac. Karen's had issues with houses.
Yeah, the other one she was renting, right? But it wasn't in Potomac. It was outside somewhere in Potomac. So now she's back in and she's very close to Monique down the street, mm-hmm. allegedly. So what did you think of Monique and her? Well, her baby's so cute.
Oh, that baby.
The baby's adorable.
For her to question whether she loves that bird over the baby.
Oh my God.
It's a weird thing, the bird.
You know what? Birds to me are very dirty animals.
I just don't like the fluttering.
I don't like the fluttering, the mm-mm. pooping in the cage.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. What was it? T'Challa?
T'Challa.
T'Challa.
Yeah. So she brings that damn bird with her to Karen's house, which was very
bizarre. I love when
bizarre.
Karen opened the door. She's like, that's the way I would be. What the hell
you
is that?
You bring your bird instead of your baby?
Yeah, bring your baby. Plus her husband. I love him.
He's mellow.
He's so cute, so mellow. I mean, he's just like a big teddy bear.
He seems like a nice guy. But all is not well in Karen and Ray's relationship. Ooh. Now, that was surprising.
Yeah, this is the first time the ladies
There's been speculation.
Yeah, the ladies have speculated about this, but she was so honest in the very beginning, like right up front.
Yeah, she's saying that she travels a lot for business. I'm assuming it's for her La Dom perfume, right?
Where is she traveling? Let's be clear.
Well, yeah, where is she traveling? Because I think they sell that on Amazon.
Where's she going selling La Dom perfume?
Where are you going, Karen? Where are you going? And Ray is disconnecting. He's 70, right?
Yeah, he's 17 years older than her.
So he's got to be retired.
Well, remember he owed all that money? There was that lawsuit against him?
Well, yeah, but he's the Black Bill Gates.
Yeah, yeah, he was. And then I think he lost all that money. Bill Gates didn't lose any money.
No, Bill Gates is doing just mm-hmm. fine.
I wonder if we'll see Ray this season at all.
I think we do see him a little bit, but she was very open about the fact that it's a little rocky for them right now.
It's kind of sad.
Well, 17 years is a lot, especially, you know, when you're 70.
When you get up there. Yeah. 70s. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Giselle, her house, which is friggin' hideous as hell.
It's the strangest thing I've ever seen. A brand new house that she's almost brought down to the studs.
It was a tear down for the most part, right?
Yeah. So imagine the ideas you might have. And then to see her decor.
No, it looked like the cheapest shit I've ever seen. It reminded
me. I'm so shocked.
I was shocked too because I thought she had better taste than that.
Me too.
But with those pink walls and that like Lucite furniture and those real cheap mirrors that you can get at Kirkland's.
Did you see the one post somebody put? This was Giselle's decorator and it was the scene from 13 going on 30. Like, well, this is who decorated Giselle's
I was
going
to say, it reminds me of that little store. I don't even know if it's in existence anymore. Do you remember that Libby Lou? That little place that you would bring kids for birthday parties, little girls, and they'd go get makeup
Very
and
colorful.
Hair, and then they'd do like a little photo shoot, and it was all pink and purple with Lucite vanities, and that's what it looked like.
It's so weird.
It was the cheesiest. Yeah. Even the paint job looked shoddy.
I did see something on one of the sites, Bravo TV, and she explains her aesthetic, but I didn't listen
she
to
explained
it.
her 13 year old daughters maybe decorated her house or what.
I don't even know if they liked it. It's very weird.
Oh,
she described her decor as blingy.
Well,
blingy.
I don't think
that's
a
good way to
it wasn't blingy. It was just tacky.
Okay, so she's back with the ex-husband. He lives in Atlanta still, So they're together, but she lives in Potomac and that's not close.
That's not really together.
No. And the girls, their daughters together are not happy about this.
That is a huge red flag for me. Yeah. If your own children are not happy that their mom and dad are getting back together, it seemed like they were worried that the dad wasn't either good enough or was going to screw up or something.
They know what he did. And they haven't been together since those girls, like the twins were maybe two.
True.
So they don't even remember them being married. So that would be very strange as a kid to all of a sudden see your parents together.
But they're not open to it. They're not open to it. But that Jamal, there's something about him that is very shady.
Okay. So now we know he was dark chocolate. Did you know that? Did you see that?
Phaedra's dark chocolate.
Yes.
He was fooling around Phaedra?
Well, I don't know what their relationship was, but when they talked about dark chocolate referring to Phaedra, it was him, Jamal. And Giselle said it on Watch What Happens Live. Andy asked her about it. She goes, yes, he's dark chocolate.
Oh.
But remember, Phaedra always said she didn't have a thing with dark chocolate. And Phaedra's in Atlanta.
But dark chocolate had a thing for Phaedra. I think dark chocolate has a thing for a lot of women.
I think you're right. I think that's dark chocolate's problem.
That's dark chocolate's problem. And dark chocolate's not all that, I have to say.
I have to agree. These ladies are gorgeous. And dark chocolate looks a little old to me.
He's like very mismatched with Giselle's gorgeous. I mean, he is not so much.
Now, when he was younger.
Did they show a picture
of
him?
Yeah, I think they
younger?
Showed a picture of them at their wedding. He looked pretty nice.
Wow.
Listen to me.
Age has not served him well because
he didn't get more distinguished looking.
No.
Let's just say that.
No. And then that friggin' car that she was driving, the Mini Cooper, that she has a Mini Cooper too, but she was driving his car for some reason when she went to go meet up with Candace.
Mm-hmm.
Really? A blinged out, Gucci blinged out Mini Cooper?
Talk about tacky again.
That's so tacky.
First of all, did Candace get something done?
Did she look like it?
Yeah, a little bit different to me, and I'm not sure what it is.
Nose job?
I feel like it could have been a nose job.
I don't know. I didn't notice. Contouring.
Yeah,
it's contouring.
I need to learn to contour.
Isn't that what everybody says? No, I didn't get my nose done. It's contouring.
Definitely need to learn to contour. Candace and Chris go to the venue.
Yeah.
And it was, what was the name of that restaurant? Whatever it was.
Yeah, whatever it was.
That are boots on the ground, which is my daughter and her friend, Katie. Shout out, Katie. She went to that restaurant. She said, it's so bad. The only thing good about it is the views and where it's located. It's gotten such bad reviews, such a bad write-up. She was served something with glass in it. She showed them, and they didn't even like comp her meal.
You're just kidding.
So bad. The fact that they went there and had this big party there, it's like, of course they are, because they're trying to get people in there. They're trying to, you know, show off the restaurant. This was a whole year ago, too.
Yeah.
I wonder if that restaurant's even open anymore. DC has so many fantastic restaurants, and they pick this one that has like the worst reviews possible.
Well, it's probably one of the few that allow them to film there, and True. That's probably it.
And the views were nice.
The view was beautiful, but I didn't, you know, the restaurant itself.
But who has a one-year anniversary party? And let's pay $22,000. That we know they didn't.
Well, no, because their budget was $5,000, which is why they had a cash bar. And who has a cash bar when they're inviting people to a big event like that?
Don't have a party unless you can afford everything at the party.
Exactly. Have it in, if you can't afford it, you know, open bar, then have it in your backyard. There, I said it.
Yeah, but they have a condo. They don't have a backyard.
We'll have it in someone else's backyard. Or don't have a party.
All right, let's talk about Ashley and baby Dean.
Baby Dean, who looks exactly like Michael.
I can't get past it.
Oh, he's a little Michael.
I don't even know if she had that baby. It looks.
Maybe he had the baby.
I think he had the baby. She's so happy though as a mom.
She's so happy.
She's
I was
so cute.
Looking at her pumping, right?
Oh, got the
Which
double pump.
I pumped as well. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, we've really come a long way. If all she has to do is put on that thing and strap on those two pumps.
Yeah, no.
Man.
Never happened for me.
No. Did you ever try the hand pump?
Yeah, I think that's what I had.
Oh,
you got to squeeze it.
What a nightmare. That contraption was...
Plus, pumping doesn't feel that great.
No, it does not.
And I never got that much out.
But I was intrigued by, you know, technology.
Double pump, like, boom.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Little spouts on the end.
They've come a long way.
It's been 26 years. What can I say?
Oh, my God. Let's talk about Robin and Juan. I love that they're still together.
Yeah.
They want to
move. But why aren't they married yet?
Well, we know they got married.
They did get married.
Yeah, I remember. There was the picture circulating like a year ago.
Oh, see, I forgot.
It was so long ago. But yes, they did get married again. So we'll see that happen this season.
Yeah.
Okay, but Monique potty training at 4 months old.
I've never heard of such a thing.
He did it, though.
He did
it. She put him on the freaking potty and he peed.
But is that healthy, do you think? I mean, I'm so out of the loop when it comes to like baby rearing.
I just realized he's going to learn to pee sitting down like your husband.
Perfect. Nothing wrong with that. She'll never have to wipe the toilet seat.
No kidding. But Ashley's scared to go out with the baby.
Well, that seemed a little put on, didn't it?
A little bit. But I think with my first, I was a little paranoid.
That paranoid? You were not that paranoid.
I was weirdly like, I mean, we're talking the first week. Probably because I didn't want to go out because I was a fat fuck.
Well, yeah. I mean,
I couldn't fit into anything. It was probably purely selfish.
It had nothing to do with the baby. No, it was all about you.
It was all about me. As it usually is.
Oh, my God.
Candace has her party. It's a denim and diamonds. I thought her dress looked so tacky and disgusting.
As hell.
With the, I don't know, what was that, sparkle on top? It was like a dress on top. And then she had the knee-high jeans?
Denim boots. They were knee-high, like thigh-high denim boots.
It was like she had the outfit. She was dying to wear it. So let's have a denim and diamonds.
And why does it have to be a theme? Just have a friggin' party.
Do you remember that place, Denim and Diamonds, that bar here in Sac?
No.
There was a bar called Denim and Diamonds.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm not a country girl, so I never went.
It was a country bar?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's probably why I don't know what it is.
And then we meet Wendy and her husband.
And I liked Wendy.
I liked Wendy.
She's pretty accomplished.
Yeah. I think there's going to be a little between Wendy and Karen. Karen's not so impressed with Wendy.
Yes, because she's sat on boards with Wendy, yes. And she kind of knows a little bit about Wendy. Mm-hmm. We don't know how much, but she knows...
She knows enough to be jealous of Wendy. That's what it is.
Exactly. She has to be the grand dame.
Also, I know people are like, oh my God, Karen, you look fabulous in your confessional. No, that little short bob was awful.
It was terrible.
Did you like it?
No, didn't like it.
You like short hair.
Well, hello.
Jean is the one with the short hair.
I don't really have a choice at this point. But yeah, so we'll see what unfolds between those two.
How'd you feel about the Charisse sighting? You like Charisse?
I could, you know, I was like, who's Charisse again?
Right? How crazy is that? And I remember first season Charisse, she was the name. She was the one that we knew because of her ex-husband. Well, he was the husband at the time, but it wasn't going well.
Yeah, he was a football player?
No.
What was he?
He was a basketball coach.
Oh, right.
For a pretty big team.
That's right. She's the one that had the champagne.
Oh, God.
But they're divorced now?
Yeah, they're divorced.
Huh. I wonder if she still has the house with the champagne vault.
I think she was selling it. I never really liked her. I thought...
Too fake.
I felt like she was fake.
Yeah, too fake.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So we may see a little more of her. Who's she friends with? Candace? I guess so.
Yeah, but oh, wait until what goes down this season.
Happen? Candace is awful. She's so
trash.
Mean. She's so mean. And guess what? I don't care if her mother is a doctor. Mm. She learns it from her mother.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that poor sister seems so nice. But Candace and her mother are awful people. I don't like them at all.
No, and I just heard on a podcast that whatever medical facility, medical group that the mom works for, horrible reviews about her.
Interesting. She's a psychologist?
Yeah, horrible.
I mean, I can't imagine anybody going to her. She's awful to her own daughter, so why would you go? Should we move on to Beverly Hills?
Let's move on. Beverly Hills.
They're in Roma still. I love how Dorit is using just the accent as much as possible. Darling.
Well, you know, prego. Dorit has an accent. Depending on where she's at, mm-hmm. She adapts that accent.
What'd you think about Sutton giving them all those hunter boots with their names blinged on the back? Was that necessary?
Sutton's a little kooky. I don't see anybody wearing them.
I like
the
hunter boot,
you?
But they were They're so very heavy. Now, I've looked at those to purchase because I just think they're cute. But it's like they're really expensive and they're just so freaking heavy.
And were there just some, you know, sequin or something glued
on? It looked like it.
She had them made.
She had them made and brought to Rome. Too much. Over the top. She's buying friends.
She's kooky. Mm-hmm. They pick up where they left off last week, and the ladies are talking about the big bomb that was just dropped about Denise and Brandy. So Garcelle, Dorit, and Denise go back to Denise's room, and they have a conversation. And Garcelle, who I love, says to Denise, because Denise is denying, and Garcelle asks her, will there be text messages that come out? And she says, no, no, there's no text messages. Well, we now know there are text messages.
Yeah, but she said, no, there's no text messages saying, would you like to bone tonight?
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, no.
But there are text messages. Yes, that they were in communication about going to stay the night.
Right.
Because it comes out later that Denise says, they said, what really happened with you guys then? She goes, you know, she came out. I think, yeah, that's right. She came out to my place to do the podcast. Did she stay the night? I don't even remember. Maybe she might have stayed the night, Denise. You know she stayed the night. How do you not remember if somebody stays the night?
Yeah, Denise's defense is so weak that I cannot help but think she's lying.
What she's saying doesn't make sense.
None of it makes
sense.
She's
so guilty.
And she's very nervous about it when she talks about it. Crazy.
You know, it's weird because we all said we don't really care. But she said again this time, I'm happily married and we do not have an open relationship. Her saying that is saying, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Nothing happened. So do you think that Aaron believes Denise that nothing happened at this point?
I don't know, because they have such a weird relationship that who knows? Lisa Rinna goes to Denise's room. They have a discussion and Denise is pissed that Rinna didn't warn her. And Rinna says, it's really Teddy's job to tell Denise. But Rinna was egging her on.
She was totally egging her on at the dinner table.
She kept saying, you've got to say it,
just
Teddy.
You've got to say it all.
Totally egging her on.
Absolutely was egging her on. Lisa's just afraid because she got caught last year and she's always the one to stir the pot. She's still doing it.
Well, and Rinna keeps saying, let's get Brandy on the phone. Let's just hash it out now. Well, of course not. Of course Denise is not going to do that.
No. They caught Denise in a few lies because then she kept saying, I don't even know her that well. We don't talk that much. And Teddy said, did you talk to her before
Kyle's party?
And she goes, no. And then she said, well, you know, before Kyle's party, we talked and she told me a lot of things about you guys. It was like, you just said that we didn't talk before the party. So it's just, she can't get her story straight. And the look on her face is like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it's just guilt, guilt, guilt.
And not that it matters. It doesn't matter. It's just that she's trying to hide and cover up everything.
Well, they are kind of making this a bigger deal than it really needs to be.
It's kind of a big deal because she's trying to cover everything up. She wants to be on the show, but she doesn't want to tell her true story. She's embarrassed.
Well, I heard today on a podcast that was talking about this is that the big thing was that the ladies know that Denise is making $4 million over what, a 3-year period?
Yeah, she's making a lot more money than they are.
The most money of any of the other women, and the other women are pissed.
Yeah.
And they're not going to let it go. And that's one of the reasons why.
But who put that out? Did Denise put that out? Why didn't we know this before about Denise's contract? This is the first we're hearing about it.
No, we knew about it, that she was going to be the highest paid.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Could be. That could be the reason. I just don't think so. I don't know.
It's weird that Kyle feels so bad. Now, all of a sudden, the next day, she's feeling guilty and she feels so bad about Denise. She was the one who brought this all to the surface, don't you think?
Would she have said anything if Teddy didn't say anything? Is Teddy doing Kyle's dirty work?
You don't think that was all planned for Kyle to be the, or for Teddy to be the one to bring it up?
I mean, probably, but then they're using Teddy again, which we talked about this before. She's
but
so
then
stupid.
Teddy's a freaking idiot.
Yeah, she's so stupid to let them use her again if that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because would anybody else have said anything? Would Kyle have said anything? I'm not sure.
Somebody would have said something. It probably wouldn't have been Kyle, but I also feel like Lisa Rinna knew about this long before.
Probably did film that scene afterwards.
Yeah. But the way that Lisa reacted in the car, she didn't really have a reaction.
You feel like she already knew.
I feel like she would have known. And Sutton said that she knew about this for, what, 2 years now all of a sudden?
But see, that doesn't make sense
to me. 2 years? 4 months, and now it's 2 years.
And we saw the meeting of Denise and Brandy. We saw them meeting for the first time last season because they had that co-manager or something. They showed them on. So that was just last year.
That's right, at the restaurant.
So that time frame's wrong.
But who would have told Kyle? Or I'm sorry, Sutton.
Sutton, and a rumor mill.
I don't know.
I mean, is it a big deal? No, but now I'm more intrigued because we know Denise is lying because she's saying two different things.
Yeah, she's trying to cover herself and she's not doing a good job of it. Mm-hmm. And now it's real messy.
And she's just trying to hide. Nobody should have said anything. It should have never been brought up.
Because then we would have nothing to talk about.
But then we'd have nothing to talk about. I know, I'm torn with, I kind of like to know this information because it's kind of juicy, obviously.
Well, in the real world, in a real friend group, obviously it wouldn't have been brought up the way that it's been brought up.
And also, Denise saying, well, you know that Brandy told me that she slept with a lot of people. That's where you went.
Every single person and she's come in contact with.
Yeah, and I like Kyle. Kyle was like, see, now you're lying.
Yeah.
Now I don't believe you, right. And I don't believe Brandy said that.
No.
But for Kyle to say, Brandy, you know, she just doesn't really lie. Well, she did say that about Mauricio. You know, you better watch Mauricio. He's got a wandering eye.
That's been a rumor for a long time. But somebody posted today on Instagram a bunch of little clips of Kyle on Twitter saying, Brandy Glanville's a liar.
Kyle said that?
Kyle said that.
Recently?
In tweets, yeah. Like, no, not recently. No, it was like 2016.
Yeah, exactly. Well, of course, that's when she was talking about Mauricio.
Right.
But now she's not
but
lying.
But now all of a sudden she says, well, Brandy's a lot of things, but she's not a liar.
Not when she's on your side.
Exactly. So I don't know how, I know you're a big Kyle fan. I don't know how I feel about Kyle.
I always thought Kyle was like just very honest and fun. Mm-hmm. I do think Kyle's fun.
Now I think that Lisa Vanderpump's gone, that she's really angling for that number one spot.
Well, I think she has the number one spot.
She kind of is the number one. But I don't know. I have a different feeling about her now. I mean, she's an actress. She knows what's going on.
But
I
she
think
did
she's...
kind of stick up for, she tried to stick up for Denise a little bit. Was that just a little act also?
I think so. I think so. It was all very calculated.
Yeah, I'm confused.
It is very confusing. The one thing I'm not confused about is I think Denise absolutely did. Something went down in that
Something went
hotel
down with
Brandy. Now, what did you think about Sutton? It's cracking me up. God. When they went to Dolce & Gabbana and Sutton was whining in the dressing room, she would not come out with any clothes on because she was embarrassed
she
or whatever.
Like a baby.
She was flipping out.
I don't want to come out and show everybody.
No, so what did she do? Have a bunch of clothes delivered to the hotel so she can try them on in private?
Because she was fat. She said she gained weight.
Please.
So weird. That
Rich
was so
people.
Weird.
It was pretty funny when Denise calls out Erica for being upset with Aaron, and then Denise very calmly says, well, next time Aaron sees you, I'm sure he'll apologize. And then it cuts to her little confessional, and she said, he's never fucking apologizing.
After I tell him what went on this weekend, he's never fucking apologizing. She also said she would have gone home, but she couldn't get a flight.
I know.
By the way, once again, if you remember when they were filming all this, everybody's like, oh my God, Denise isn't filming anymore. She's nowhere. Denise has been everywhere.
Yeah, she's been everywhere. So far.
There's not that many episodes left. I am enjoying... See, Garcelle needs to be around more. She's very entertaining. I love when they went wine tasting and she was just like, can I tell you all something? I'm a little tipsy.
How about when they're all getting ready for dinner and Dorit is freaking taking forever? She's 40 minutes late and she's getting the glam. And I mean, the glam like nobody's business. And Garcelle says, this better be worth it. And then she comes down with the big Marilyn Monroe hair and the...
What's that?
It was a lot.
I don't think that was Marilyn Monroe hair.
What was it?
I think Erica had more Marilyn Monroe hair.
Yeah, but Erica's
like,
looked old.
Hers was more like Bridget Bardot hair.
Oh, maybe
hair.
Bridget Bardot hair. Yeah. But then when she finally comes down, Garcelle says, I don't think it was worth it.
I wasn't sure it was her or Kyle who said that.
It was Garcelle. I had to rewind it because I wasn't sure who said it.
I loved it because Kyle, in her confessional, she's like, if we had to wait for 40 minutes and she's taking a lot of those little selfie pictures
and then
they show Dorit's Instagram, all the photos.
Everything was Versace. It was her Versace night, Anne.
Oh, God.
But it was too much with the pendants and the pins and the belt buckle and the...
And once again, didn't they just go to the freaking restaurant right there at the hotel?
Exactly. These women need to get out more, though.
Yeah, they
do.
They do.
Why are they at the hotel?
Well, and Teddy apparently was in her room all freaking day. Yeah, I'm going to be working and do this. You're pregnant. You're not that pregnant. Like, get
Teddy
out into Rome.
Needs to go. I am
okay, but
so
I will
it.
Say that I guess somebody said something about that. Like, Teddy, you're in Rome and you're going to stay in the hotel all day. And then she was like, listen, they show you what they want. Then she showed pictures of her out, like, at the Vatican and stuff.
Oh.
Whatever. All right, let's touch on Below Deck.
Yeah, well, so we didn't see a lot of Pete this...
No, they're definitely... I forgot about Pete.
I did too, because they didn't show him.
No, and it was all about Kiko. Poor Kiko getting basically fired in the middle of the charter, but having to finish it out.
And I did not like the way Captain Sandy did that. She should have had a conversation with him after the charter was over.
Well, poor Kiko. Oh my God. I've never seen
she
so many.
She ruined his mojo.
Why so much?
That was editing, I'm sure.
You think?
He was sobbing for quite some time.
He was sobbing.
I mean, the man was just not in a good place.
I mean, when he got up for breakfast the next day, he started and he's like, I can't. I'm going back to bed. And I love Jess was like, yeah, Kiko's done. Well, what were they going to do for breakfast for the charter guests?
You know? Frozen waffles. Just like, I don't know.
Like you're on your own. Jess, can you heat up some stuff?
I thought he was like leaving, but he just went in his bunk
went back to
and
the
went
room.
To bed.
That's what I thought. He was like packing up his stuff. I'm like, oh my God, he's leaving.
Yeah.
He's going to shore. Oh no.
He's just going to bed.
I don't know a job where you're fired, yet you can't leave for 2 days.
No, but you know, Captain Sandy was on Watch What Happens Live. Did you watch it?
Mm-mm.
And she kind of told a little behind the scenes, which made a little more sense with her frustration with Kiko. She said, what you didn't see was that every charter, Kiko was so disorganized that she herself and the other crew members had to go in, help him clean the galley. She said, I was doing dishes. He had pots and pans and dishes and stuff everywhere. There was no real
organization
to what he was doing, which probably led to his demise because...
Yeah, but this is Captain Sandy, who's a very organized person. She kept saying to him, have the plates all ready. Again, he did that 72 meal thing perfectly
fine.
Yeah,
he did it fine. And I think his food was good. Was it, you know, Michelin star, super yacht good? Maybe not. But they seem to be happy.
He made really well. And at the end, she's like, make your own food. Well, Sandy, you were the one who said you got to mix it up a little bit. Let's see what else you can do. Again, I stick with these are different charter guests every season or every week. Make the same damn food if it's good.
And
who cares?
Truth be told, you're not going to make everyone happy because everyone has their own idea of what their meal should be.
Right.
So it's tough.
I think it's tough, you know? Those that small little kitchen anyway. I think it's very tough.
Well,
The
chef is the worst.
I mean, the worst position
job.
To have.
Yeah.
It all is on you.
Right. But he had a big galley in comparison to Adam last year last season.
True.
On
now,
that freaking sailing yacht.
The
that
sailing
thing was,
yacht is super small.
Right.
The last meal, the guests loved it. They gave him a standing ovation. I have to say, these are my favorite guests so far.
Yeah,
they were
so nice.
So cool. Not pretentious at all.
No, they were happy with the fried food.
Oh my God. They were like, okay, it's like a 10-year-old's, but it's good. It was good.
They didn't complain.
Even him giving the wife or the girlfriend the ring, that beautiful ring, that was so sweet. I just felt like they were real people. They weren't playing up to the cameras. They weren't trying to be something they weren't.
Right.
Obviously, they have money to be able to do this.
Yeah, they were good.
They were nice.
They were
now,
good.
What about the Hannah and the Valium thing? Is this
so
why she's going to be fired?
This is going to come back because I think they made a point of saying, well, Malia said, she said, aren't they prescription?
No, she goes, are those prescription? Why would she say that?
Well, that's what I mean.
Why would she even ask? If somebody has Valium, and Hannah could have lied and said, I need to take some medicine. She just said, I need some Valium. So you can't have Valium. What if you take Valium for what she does? We know that Hannah has anxiety. She's had this before.
Yeah.
And it's crippling.
But I don't know if they give you Valium for that. I think they give you like Prozac or something like that. But Valium can be addicting.
Hey, what do you take Valium for?
I don't know.
Sounds very old school, like heavy Valium.
I think my mom used to.
I know. That's what I mean. It's like very old school. That's what they used to take for like really knocking you out or something.
Yeah. I don't know, but I would like some.
I mean, it sounds kind of interesting. It helps. I mean, it really helps her relax.
Well, I think it just makes you, you know, sleepy and just like.
But I mean, she gets up in the morning. She doesn't have a problem functioning all day. She's just kind of mellow.
Which is weird that she has anxiety because of her personality. You wouldn't think that she would have anxiety.
What do you mean?
Well, she's not like super high strung. She's like pretty laid back. She's like large and
Hannah?
In charge. Yeah.
She's laid back?
Well, I mean, she's not like super type A wound up.
No. Well, this charter, I mean, this season especially, because I think she's on
Valium.
But did you see the previews?
Yeah. So who is it going to be? It's got to be her.
I don't know. I mean, are they making it sound like it's going to be her?
Now,
what did you think of Malia telling Captain Sandy, well, you know, Hannah was really, she was really freaked out last night. Well, she was having an anxiety
attack. Well, here's what pissed me off, though. She knew she was the one who told poor Kiko what Las Vegas food was.
Oh, yeah.
And she never owned up to it to Captain Sandy.
Didn't she? No, she owned up to Kiko.
But not to Captain Sandy. No. What she should have said was, listen, it's totally my fault. He has no idea. He's never been to Vegas.
Yes, but you know what Captain Sandy would have said? It doesn't matter. He's the head chef. He makes the decisions.
Well, he freaking Googled Las Vegas food, and that's what he came up with. What else does he have to go on? You know?
I don't know. I wonder what they expected of Las Vegas. Like, what did they expect, really, of Las Vegas food?
What is Las Vegas food? I mean, there's so many different kinds of restaurants in Las Vegas. What would you say Las Vegas food is?
I would say a buffet. And I think that's what Hannah was going for.
Yeah,
but never say Las Vegas food. Steak and lobster.
Seafood tower. Yeah. A prime rib carving station.
Yes, that's what it is.
I mean, honestly, a buffet would be really.
That's what people think of.
Yeah. Interesting.
So poor Kiko's gone.
He's gone. So what's going to happen? Malia's boyfriend is going to be the new chef.
You know that for sure.
Well, I mean, she talked to Captain Sandy about it, and she said he's coming to visit, and he's a freelance chef. He's going to be the one.
Yeah, probably. Very convenient.
Now, is Hannah going, and is Bugsy going to take over?
But it's just going to be Bugsy and Jess? No way. Those two can't do it, just the two of them.
That's true. And usually it's a long season below deck, so they have a lot of charters probably still ahead of them.
Yeah, not sure. I don't know. Hannah's not happy. Hannah's like, I'm ready to go.
Well, she needs to go because she's a pain in the ass. Yeah. She always has been.
I know. Bugsy's kind of fun.
Bugsy's fun. She's got her shit together.
All right, should we go to Maff's? We're not going to go to Maff's. We're going to Married at First Sight, New Orleans.
Oh, right. Maff's is just strictly reserved for Australia.
We are going to skip Australia this week since we had Michelle. Yeah. Not really, because we're taping early. Wait, it's not on yet. We're lying.
We're lying through our teeth. It's on tonight. We haven't watched it yet. No, so there
we go. And we're not going to have New York either to talk about this week.
That's right.
We'll save it.
Well, next week we might have to have two episodes.
We might have a two-episode week next week.
We'll see.
All right.
Okay. Married at First Sight US. Amanda and Bennett. Love them. In their quirkiness.
They get along so well. They're very... I don't see much intimacy at this point.
No.
I mean, they really like each other.
She said she's taking it slow.
Yeah. They really like each other. And they want to build a friendship first.
Yes.
But
now,
remember at the wedding, he was like, yeah, I'd like to
well,
have
I think
sex
he would
soon.
Totally be
but
into
he,
it.
But he's not affectionate with her.
But Anne, he was wearing a Tom Schwartz nightgown.
I know. But how perfect for her, who was wearing a onesie.
She questioned him about it, which I thought that was kind of weird.
I think it's kind of funny, though, how she does question him.
But then she's okay with it.
It's like, is that a nightdress?
Yeah.
And then he did that in the morning, or is it in the evening? He's like putting his legs through it.
He's like, I'm a big carrot.
Yeah. Look at now I'm a carrot. I just think they're so quirky.
I actually think Bennett is really cute.
With his hair a little longer.
Yes. And the facial
and
hair.
He's
very cute.
Did you see him? Did you see him on? I don't watch it. The fucking Jamie Otis thing beforehand. I only saw it because it was on live. He was on it. He is wearing like this white. It's almost like another dress thing. He's super.
Is he really?
Yeah, and he looks freaking. I'm gonna say, he looked hot. Bennett looked hot. His hair is
really?
Even longer. He has great hair. Total facial hair.
Hmm. Was he wearing like a David from Schitt's Creek? Dress
a little bit
shirt dress.
I'm not sure if it was, but it was very white and it had a little blingy on. It was very interesting.
Oh,
I like that. He's like, I mean, I think we're flirting. I think we have a little flirt on. I think we are. We're changing glasses. He's not sure if they're flirting. He thinks they're flirting.
He's not really sure.
Yeah. I think it's just so cute. So then they go to meet each other. I was looking forward to this meeting the other families.
The brunch. Oh yeah.
For them, because I wanted to see her with his mother, and we see the father. I don't remember seeing the father at the wedding.
No, he looks a little like his dad.
He does, and the dad is
so
quiet.
The dad says nothing.
And the sister is
the
quirky
mom
as hell.
Is off the charts. And
she's like, we're not really weird. We're a little weird, but we're not that weird.
They're very weird. They're very weird. The sister gives Amanda a lollipop wrapped up in a napkin. Mm-hmm. That was very deep.
It was a present.
It was a gift.
It was a gift.
Very little gift. Uh-huh. The mom just doesn't stop talking.
And the dad is just so
And the
quiet.
Dad is like all buttoned up in a suit and very reserved. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, how is this marriage really?
It's very
interesting.
He's probably very quiet. The mom said, I know I'm his mom, but I love him as a human being. Both of those moms love those children so much. They love their quirkiness. They love them as people, not just because of their children.
Yeah, they totally embrace the quirkiness because both the moms are a little quirky themselves.
Yeah, Bennett's sister tells
Amanda.
Amanda? Is that her name?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Amelia.
Why do I write down Amanda?
I'm like, Amanda. That's Maths.
Oh my God. All right, Amelia.
Amelia tells Amelia that, by the way, Bennett doesn't want any of his own children. He thinks it's unethical to have any biological children because there's so many needy children in the world. And she's like, huh?
Yeah.
Amelia's like, I've kind of wanted to have babies since day one.
But she had a good response that, you know, it's something we'll talk about.
We don't have to worry about it now. Had a good response when she asked him about it. He said, I do think it's unethical because there are so many children in need. But I also realize the person I love, if they want to have their own child, I wouldn't want to take that away from them.
Yeah. He'd
perfect
be open
response.
To it.
And also, when her mom met Bennett, talk about so easy. What an easy, comfortable meeting.
Yeah.
And she said, you guys seem like perfect puzzle pieces.
Yeah.
They do.
And the brother had nothing but nice things to say about Amelia.
He said, she's like a ring pop, and then you find out there's a diamond underneath. So cute.
Such a nice thing to say.
Such nice families.
So the dad is in the picture, but he doesn't want to be filmed?
I think so. They didn't say that because they said that about one of the other.
Was he at the wedding? He wasn't at the wedding, was he?
We didn't see him at the wedding. I mean, he may just not want to be filmed, but they didn't say that. Where they did say that about one of the other couples.
But the dad was the stay-at-home dad.
Yeah.
Amelia's dad. Mm-hmm. And the mom is a doctor also, right? Yeah. Interesting.
Should we talk about Olivia and Brett?
Yeah, what are your thoughts about this? I think it's all smoke and mirrors with Brett.
Definitely. She's got the goggles on. She's got little love goggles.
Yeah.
She's seeing what she wants to see. She's really happy right now. She thinks he's this person that we know he's probably not.
We know he's not.
We know he's not.
Probably.
What about when he put the suitcase on the bed and she was like, yeah. Do you mind taking that off
the bed? That's funny because I'm kind of a germaphobe, but I would never even think twice about throwing a suitcase
on the
bedspread.
My first thing he does is rip that fucking bedspread off. He will not sit on the bedspread.
Now that surprises me.
I know his father always told him they don't wash the bedspread.
They don't.
So Dan throws that thing off. And it's very annoying because he does it in quite a big fashion every time. It's like, I get it.
It's very dramatic.
You don't have to be so dramatic. But it makes sense that a suitcase is kind of dirty.
Well, yeah, think about where it's
but
been.
But we drop them right on that bed every time.
Yeah, we do too. But then we don't sleep on top of the bedspread either.
No, ew.
So she meets with the brothers, the quirky brothers. One is an attorney, but the other two, I don't know what they do.
They freaking deep dived into her social media and
Was weird.
Yeah, like, oh, so I found somebody who knows you and they said you're okay.
That one brother is a lot.
I don't like him.
No, he's a lot.
He's the one who said, I hope we just didn't date you. Yeah, don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I'm quite sure that you haven't.
She doesn't want to have kids.
No. And he does.
Yeah.
Now, wouldn't that be something that they vetted out?
Yeah, but I'm sure, Brett probably said, oh, I don't know. I may not want to have kids.
Or she may change her mind.
Yeah, that's true.
When he goes
to her parents.
Yeah.
And they're real Christian.
Right. The two dads, the stepdad and her dad and the mom. I didn't realize she was very Christian.
I know.
But
they are.
He's agnostic and he's, open to it, but he's not a practicing.
Yeah. It's like, Christian. I grew up that way and I believe in the morals and beliefs, but I'm not going to be going to fucking church with you.
But they said Olivia hates rude people and you know this is going to come up.
Like, what's a pet peeve? Oh, rude people.
You know this is going to come up.
Definitely.
And he says, yeah, I'm happy so far. I wasn't buying it. Mm-mm. I think he's
in it for a different reason.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We see you, Brett.
Yep. I want to save Henry and Christine.
Yeah,
that
I have a lot of notes on. Yeah.
Amani and Woody, fine.
Love them.
Love them. I love how they went to go see Miles and Karen in their room.
I know.
And is Karen just going to be tired the entire season?
Well, I think, she was sick though.
Was she?
She could hardly talk. She was taking cough drops.
Mm, that's true.
But she was not very
welcoming.
Welcoming, yeah.
She was like, I'm really tired.
That was bad.
But Amani and Woody get along so freaking well. As long as he just doesn't make noise when he eats, they'll be fine.
Yeah. He needs to stop smacking and he'll be just fine. But I think they're going to make it. I think they're going to make it.
I mean, even the meetings with the parents went well. I hope they make it. I hope they do. And then what do you think of Miles and Karen?
I mean, Miles seems like a totally nice guy. I'm worried about Karen letting her walls down. Mm-hmm. Although Karen's mom really warmed up to Miles.
Yes. So cute.
So and maybe.
And that's the one where the dad was actually there, but wasn't filmed. So he met the dad, but the dad just wasn't on camera.
Oh, right, right. Okay.
Yeah, so they mentioned that. That's why I'm questioning Amelia's dad. Like, where is he?
And Karen met Miles' mom and dad.
They're hilarious.
They're funny.
Because the dad's like, he's not a mama's boy. And the mom's like, yeah, he's a mama's boy. And the dad's saying, that's not a good thing. Would you shut up? Stop saying he's a mama's boy. What did the mom say, though?
About being submissive.
Yeah. And then she goes, Karen, if you can't honor him and respect him, bring him back and I will pick up the slack.
Yes.
That was a little much.
That was much. But I think Karen is going to have an issue with affection.
Oh,
don't you?
You do?
She's very like standoffish.
Yeah, a little bit. I think it's because she doesn't know him and she thinks she knows him from the stupid Instagram still.
Well, we've seen this before with other Married at First Sight couples where, you know, the usually it's the female who wants to kind of hold off on the affection.
That's true.
We've seen it a few. What was the last couple that we just saw that it was the demise of their relationship?
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember her name. Anyway, you just have to be careful not to hold off too long because then you're done.
Well, and if you're holding off too long, what are you waiting for?
Exactly.
I mean, you can kiss. Come on.
Yeah, and I don't think they've even kissed, right?
No, it doesn't seem like it. I mean, he's rubbing her feet.
He's doing everything humanly possible to try to make her feel comfortable. And
from what his parents say, he is worried about everybody else more than himself. So he's going to try to make her happy no matter what.
Right.
Even maybe not being himself. And that's not very good.
That's not going to be good.
No. All right, let's end with Henry and Christina.
Ooh, this was so painful. so painful. But, I didn't know if I wanted to strangle Henry or hug him.
Henry, I want to slap him.
He has no clue. No clue.
He has no self-awareness because then he's saying, I think we're getting along really well. What? You're barely speaking.
Does he have no self-awareness or he just doesn't know what to say?
Doesn't make sense to me why he would go on a show like this.
Their wedding night was so awkward.
She changed into her sexy pajamas and sat on that chair and didn't. Listen, I blame her too. She's offering nothing to him.
No, she is.
She's barely speaking to him either. One of them has to break and be assertive. And I hate to say Henry's dad was just awful and what people were saying. He's such a buffoon.
Yeah, he is.
But she was right when she was like, oh my God, maybe I need to be the one to do something.
Well, yeah. Christina, we're waiting because you didn't do a real good job of it.
I want to go back to his friends that are the girls. So the one, Trishelle, that was all over the top and very drunk, she was on The Real World.
She was?
Yep, and she was on The Challenge. And if you look up on her Instagram page, it says she's an actress. So somebody wrote that on her Instagram page. So I said, ooh, maybe that's how Henry got involved in this show.
Yeah.
Kinetic, who's the company, the casting, got back to us and said, no, it was just a cool surprise that she was.
That's why she was on the camera so much.
Probably. Maybe because she was comfortable. But what I want to go back to them is they're like, oh my God, Henry's so much fun. And he's such a great guy. Oh, well, where is that?
Yeah.
Where's fun Henry?
They're just talking him up. He's not fun.
He's
no way.
He's nice enough, but it's like, what is the matter? I was like, what's the matter with him? Give
He's
him some
socially
drinks,
awkward.
Take some shots. But if I have to hear her talk about, and we know that they left this in for a reason. Henry, I love to travel. What's your favorite place to travel? And he's like, I love Northern Virginia. Oh, well, I meant kind of out of the country. Have you ever been out of the country? Because I've been out of the country a lot. Oh, I love traveling. Then she talks to the parents. Has Henry ever been out of the country? No, I don't think he has. Oh, I can't wait to show him the world. And then she talks about, I have friends in Paris, Amsterdam. I mean, she's talking about these home cities from probably where she flies and lands and goes out for the weekend. Come on, you're a fucking airline stewardess.
Well, duh, that's why she travels all over the place.
Places.
She goes to all these places. Then she talks about going first class and you get to lay down in first class and that's the only way I would travel. Well, of course, you're a flight attendant. Of course.
She sounds so ridiculous. Oh my God, we're in Mexico. How do you feel being out of the country?
In Mexico, of all places.
I can't wait to show you Mexico. It's fantastic. Here's how you do a tequila shot.
It's like, oh God. And then his parents are like, well, I think he has a passport.
How was it getting the first stamp on your passport? Tell me all about it.
I took a picture with it. So bad. It's like, well, of course he has a passport. He's going to Mexico.
You have to have a passport when you go on these shows.
He brings zero, Henry. Zero.
I know. It's so bad.
Oh, God.
Poor Henry.
The brunch, the dad was obnoxious.
Oh, he's just awful.
I'm like, do you even like your son?
No, he talks so bad about his son. Jesus, if I was that mother, I'd say, shut up.
Yeah. And who was that other woman that was there?
I think the aunt.
The aunt?
What did the aunt say? Shut up.
Yeah, stop talking.
You're not funny. Oh, he thinks he's so funny.
Is hairy and he's only happy when he's talking about politics.
Somebody online said the dad thinks he has like a one-man comedy show. Like every time he's on camera, he's doing his comedy bit. Ugh. The problem is it's against his son.
Yeah,
he's just cutting down his son.
His son.
To the
new
wife.
Boy.
And then she's going, oh my God, I think he's hilarious. No, he's not.
He's not hilarious.
He's not funny.
She's registering everything he's saying, going, get me the fuck out of here.
Even when he met her mom and grandma, and I think of the aunt, he was so quiet. They're like just sitting there, twerp, twerp.
That was painful.
That was painful.
They're talking about cooking, and he's like,
I don't really care.
How about when they're making cocktails, and he thought mezcal was the same as a Moscow mule?
She's like, it's a little different. Once you travel with me, you'll understand. It's like tequila.
He doesn't get out much.
Oh, and then we see the previews where he's never been kayaking. He's never done anything. How is he fun? Your girlfriends who think you're so great and so much fun, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, what are they doing? Maybe they're just tipsy all the time and they don't even know the difference. But the scene for next week when he's trying to get out of a kayak, he falls.
Listen, anybody falling, getting out of anything is
he's
just
in
funny.
Like 6 inches of water and he's got his life vest on.
She was actually laughing at that. Maybe this is where we see some fun happening.
I think he's just too nervous.
I hope he can't
let himself just relax and have fun.
I hope so. It's just so awful.
He's not a bad looking guy.
No, he's not.
He just has zero personality. I don't know that she's got a ton of personality either.
Even him being the way he is, I like him more than her.
Yeah.
She's annoying. Odd. She's an odd duck.
She's an only child. Right?
Yeah.
She's very spoiled-ish.
She's just annoying. Oh, God. I hate people who talk like that. Of the traveling I've done. It's just bad. I can't wait to show you the world. All right. Should we go to 90 Day the Other Way?
Yes.
The Other Way?
Let's do that.
We'll touch on these. Ariella and Binyam, they go to meet his sisters, his brother.
Not Binyam, baby.
That's right. Baby Binyam. Such a nice family.
Yeah, they're very nice.
The mother, you know, questioning.
I actually like the mom.
I know. The mom questioning the sisters, like, listen, my daughter's going to be here. I'm worried about her. What's the tradition of the family life here? And they're like, well, the husband works, brings home everything, and the woman stays home. It's like, well, what is he doing? Well, he's a dancer. Let's go see him dance. So they go to see him dance. I'm not saying he doesn't have talent of some sort.
Talent
I didn't
is
see
very,
it. I'm not really sure what I was watching.
Yeah, I'm not either because I thought it was playing on fast speed. The way that he was moving was very like it was. Didn't it look like it was sped up?
First
like
off,
these herky jerky moves.
Music wasn't matching their dancing.
Well, maybe that's what it was.
I think that's what it was. So like, whatever they were doing,
what's happening?
And it was very bright in there. It was like supposed to be nightclub, but it was bright.
But
probably
there
for
was
the
a
cameras.
Lot of sequence, and there was a top hat, and there was some gymnastics involved, and I don't know what it was.
You know what it looked like? A real bad talent show,
like a high school talent show. Yeah.
Oh boy. Okay. So this is his job, and his first wife didn't support him in what he wanted to do. So it's very important that Ariella supports this passion of his, which is dancing.
The dancing, which questionable. But was this in broad daylight or was this at night? It was late at night.
I think it was because the mom is worried about him working to the wee hours of the night.
Yeah.
With the ex-girlfriend. Yeah. They had to throw that in there. That was an ex-girlfriend. She's very beautiful. The mom's saying, Ariella, she's gorgeous. And Ariella's like, shut up.
Yeah. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Mom. But Ari is just dense. I mean, she's like a child.
I'm kind of starting to enjoy how ridiculous she sounds.
Well, that's what I mean. She's like a child. She should not be left in Ethiopia by herself.
I'm very curious how this is going to go. Like, how long is Mama going to stay?
Yeah, I just can't.
Mom's going to stay till she has the baby, if she has the baby there. I really don't know where they're going with this, so I am interested in it.
Well, they're talking about how his family's talking about how his past isn't good because here we have another American, and what's going to happen? Are you going to try to get him to go to the U.S.? Are you going to take the baby away? Yeah. And they're assuring her.
I get that. There's another kid. He's had another kid with another American. The last American left, and now he has no contact with the kid. That would be scary.
I don't know that Ari is that into Binyam.
I can't tell. Baby?
You know?
I don't know.
Because he went in for a kiss and she's like, no, my lipstick. And I'm like, who cares?
Maybe it's not his baby. What if she has the baby and it's white? Oh my God. Maybe it's not his baby after all.
Well.
That will be the twist to all of it. So Devin and Jehoon.
Devin is so dark and depressing.
Here's the thing. Devin and Jehoon right now have kind of wiped their Instagrams. I went on just
have they?
Well, I was looking because the Devin we see is not the Devin that's on her Instagram. She is so face-tuned. There's so much going on with her pictures. So I was just kind of going to look a little side-by-side view. And I went back and she doesn't have very many pictures on her Instagram page anymore. And there's none of Jehoon. Zero. And then I went on to Jehoon's. It's private. But he still has a lot of followers and he only has one picture.
Really?
Yeah. So is this for publicity? I don't know.
Yeah.
But Mama Jehoon wasn't going to have it. She was pissed.
She agrees with Jehoon.
Yeah.
She tells Jehoon's father.
Oh. Poor Papa Jehoon.
Yeah.
They're saying, listen, she just wants money from Jehoon. Okay. If she just wants money, it's her right to have some money from Jehoon. Well, she has Jehoon's baby.
That's right. He needs to support the baby.
Yeah. I get Jehoon getting upset at her. She came out later and said she was actually having like anxiety attacks. That's why she went outside to get some air. But for her to make them go get $3,000 to give to her out of good faith.
And since when? Maybe in Korea it's different. But since when can you get $3,000 from an ATM?
Maybe it was 3,000 Korean. What's the monetary value in Korea?
Know.
I don't know.
Baby's so cute.
Oh, that baby's so cute.
I still feel like, you know, she should have thought about all this before.
I know. I have mixed feelings because I actually really like Jehoon, but he's fucking up.
Well, Jehoon's a boy. I mean, he's a boy. He's
and
not
even,
a man.
Even Mama and Papa think he's a boy. But the dad is kind of on Devin's side.
Well, I think the dad gets it. Like, man up, boy. You had this child. Get your shit together. The mom coddles him a little too much.
Well, she's mean to him and she defends him.
I don't know if she
coddles him, but she defends him.
Right.
I don't know. I'm a little disappointed in Devin. Like you said, she knew what she was getting into. Maybe she didn't know, but she already has another child. And where's the father of that one? We don't know.
We don't know. Now, how did they meet again, Jehoon? She went online, to Korea?
Online. And then she went to Korea. Okay. And it was a 24-hour thing and she got pregnant. Why is she expecting all this from him?
Exactly.
It was pretty much like a one-night stand.
Yeah.
And then she got pregnant.
She did it. I mean,
I want funny,
you know,
Jehoon back. I want.
Jehoon is not happy right
now. Not happy.
He's very depressed and disgusted with himself.
We know Devin's never happy and funny.
Right.
I want happy and funny Jehoon.
Yeah. Why can't Devin just be happy?
I mean, I understand why she's not, but she did this too. I mean, it was both of them.
Exactly.
All right. So Timothy and Melissa. He's a crier.
He's a crier.
She's not. She's a cold one.
Yeah.
I kind of like it. She's like, yeah, I've seen it before.
So they go to see the parents and the mom knows everything that happened. The dad knows nothing. And the dad really likes Tim.
Yeah.
The mom, not so much.
No, the mom calls him on his shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm not happy. By the way, you're fat.
Oh my God. That was so funny.
He apologizes to the mom. Crying doesn't mean he's changed. That's what the mom's like. Crying means nothing.
Right.
So next week we see him tell the dad.
Well, the dad wants to know why he came to Colombia.
Yeah.
So then he has to have a conversation with them and explain.
He has to explain, well, your daughter didn't want to come to the U.S. again because I cheated on her.
Yeah. But the mom, his image is lost with the mom. She's pretty much done with him.
Done. Jenny and Sumit, they go to dinner with Sumit's brother, who's like a good-looking version of Sumit.
Armeet, I think his name was.
Armeet.
Yeah, and that was very short little conversation about...
Jenny wants the brother to talk to the parents. Well, so does Sumit, about accepting Jenny.
Right, so they decide they're going to go visit the parents. Mm-hmm. And that was that.
That'll be interesting if they actually film them visiting the parents.
Yeah, I don't think the parents wanted to be on film, though, right?
I don't think so. So Jenny's confused why the parents are so worried about what society will think. Well
they don't understand the culture, or she doesn't understand the culture.
That is the culture there. Yeah. That's what they're worried about. Yes, they're worried about appearances. The problem is it's already happened. She's there.
And they're, guess what? They're never going to get married.
You don't think so?
No.
Because he's got to be divorced and it's never going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
You're probably right. Let's move to...
Happily Ever After?
Yeah. Andre and Elizabeth. Oh, did you hear about the new thing about Elizabeth's dad?
About what?
His company?
No.
So apparently there's a bunch of lawsuits filed against Elizabeth's dad's company.
What is, he's like a property management company?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I did about living conditions and things like that.
Well, and that he'll rent out these houses. Then the people find out that the houses have been foreclosed on. So they have to get out right away. Like within days, you know.
After he rents to
them? Yes, after he rents to them.
Okay.
And you can't get a hold of the dad or the brother ever.
Well,
so there's a lot of complaints.
Shady. The dad's been arrested. The brother's been arrested.
Oh, the brother has too?
Yes. Somebody just posted his mugshot on Instagram.
Oh my God. And the sister's been arrested.
Yet they're worried about Andre's past.
All of this
and
is
and what he was doing in
bull.
Ireland.
It's all bull.
Charlie and Chuck wanted to have their own.
Yeah.
Like
they're trying to get a
spinoff. Yeah. So
yeah,
they're at dinner with the family and they're rehashing. Why does Andre stay home and why doesn't he work? And then asking the friends about why was he in Ireland and what was he doing? Why did he leave Moldova and all this bullshit? And then they want you to think Charlie and Andre.
Oh,
get up like
get
they're going to get
like
into a
fight. Yeah.
Which supposedly we've heard that they're actually friends. I mean, they're actually not.
They get along.
Yeah.
I don't like how they're making it sound like Elizabeth acts one way with Andre. Like, no, I'm okay with you staying home.
Yeah.
At least that's what Andre's saying. Andre's like, stick up for me. You want me to stay home with the baby because you don't want anybody else to watch the baby. But Elizabeth's saying, well, the baby's old enough now. You need to go get a job and my mom can watch the baby. Andre needs to get a fucking job. Then everything will be fine. But that's no story. They need a storyline. This is the storyline.
They're going to milk this one. I think Andre and Elizabeth want a spot on the show for a while.
He doesn't come off well. I don't know why he would want to keep being filmed. And she doesn't either.
It's a paycheck.
She sounds like a whiny girl. That's why he doesn't have to work. This is his work.
Exactly.
Kalani and Asuelo. Oh, boy, 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 boy.
I don't even know what to say about these two. They're going to Washington, so they go to a Samoan store in Utah.
It looked like gas station store.
Yeah, like
it was
a little
such cheap ass shit, trinkets and
like
Samoan a few
stuff.
Shirts.
Like they're bringing the mom in Washington stuff that they can get in Samoa.
Yeah,
like
I don't get it.
Cans of corned beef hash, ugh. Sarongs. I mean, don't they have that stuff? Why would they bring them that stuff? So
the whole thing, it's all about the money and the parents, the mom and the sister want him to give them money. They don't have the money to give them. They spent almost $200 on stupid shit at the store. They're flying to go see the mom. How much did that cost for four of them to fly?
Yeah. And I want to know. So they went from Utah to Portland, they said.
Mm-hmm.
So they're probably going to Washington.
Could be
somewhere
pretty
on
cheap.
The Portland
Could
border.
Be pretty cheap. But still, I will say the cheapest you would get that is 200 something round trip. So right there, that's $400, $500. Okay, they want 1,000. That stupid shit gifts were 200. There's 500 to fly there. There's the 800 right there. Give it to them. You don't have to go see them. Wait to go see them until you have money.
I mean,
maybe
it's a cultural thing or whatever. But so they get there and the mom wants them. They're supposed to go to the family's house. And Kehlani's complaining because the kids are crying, which I totally get. But she's saying they've been traveling for 14 hours.
Yeah, because they're probably talking about driving to the airport, waiting at the airport,
flying. It's less than 2 hours to fly from Utah to Portland, Oregon.
Unless they live way, where, how far were they driving from the airport?
I think they live in Washington, Utah, and I'm not sure how far that is from Salt Lake City, but.
I mean, even if they're driving a couple hours, here's the thing, drop the kids and Kalani off and let him go see his mom by himself.
Exactly.
He was being a baby because she was saying no. She was being controlling by saying, no, you can't go over there. Drop him off and go over.
I don't like the way that he talks when the kids are whining.
He's a baby. He turns into a baby, but she also treats him like a baby.
Well, he is a baby.
Yeah, he is a baby.
But again, she knew what she was getting into with him.
Okay, Larissa, this is all a joke.
Yeah, this is stupid.
Eric spoke bad about her. Yeah, you guys are broken up. Done. Over with. She goes over to Carmen's again. She's so distraught. She doesn't have any makeup on her. Doesn't comb her hair.
I don't know if I never thought her and Eric were really together. No. I think they're just.
It's a paycheck.
It's a paycheck for both of them. He has no money.
No, clearly. She even paid for his phone.
Yeah, which was shocking to me.
This whole, I'm going to call the cops on you. I hate that as a
threat.
As a threat. It's for stealing, like, oh, you stole my phone. Oh, God.
I think she gave it to him.
Frustrating.
She bought him a phone.
Michael and Angela.
So she gets good news. She doesn't have cancer.
Why does she keep saying toting a baby?
She's not going to tote a freaking baby.
She's not toting that baby.
Never going to happen.
And then he's like, I don't know if I can marry you if you can't have my child. Michael.
How many times have they talked about
how
this?
How stupid are you? She's dried up. She's not having your fucking child. She's not carrying your child.
No
part of her is going to be part of your child.
No. So what do you think is going to happen? Because they're really married, right?
Well, over there.
Oh, not legally in the U.S.
No. He's not here. I don't know if he can get here. I don't know.
Probably not now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's not having a baby. Uh-uh. So you best look elsewhere.
And then Sinjin and Tanya. I'm so annoyed with Tanya. She's awful.
She's awful.
She can't let anything go. She is controlling. She wants to control every part of him. I want to see how out of control he actually is. She's like, well, you know, when you get there, you think all you're going to do is have fun. God damn it. You're not going to have fun while you're here with your family. No fun to be had while you're here. How dare you think you can have fun?
Ugh.
What is her problem?
She's controlling. And the mom is... not a fan of Tanya.
Oh,
the sister, not a fan of Tanya.
Now we know why.
Exactly.
He wants to stay there. And she's pissed that he's so excited to be home. She's like, can you calm down a little bit? You're like, you don't have to act that excited. Let him act excited.
He's happy.
Happy to be home to see his family.
Who wouldn't be?
God, she's such a bitch. I hate Tanya.
Now his brother, I just heard, has some sort of criminal past.
Oh.
Yeah.
The brother that was on his deathbed.
Yes. And then Paul and Karini, which everybody's heard about all the crap going on with them. I'm not sure what's happening. She's in hiding somewhere, allegedly. The stuff that is alleged that he's done to her is just abusive. He's taken her phone. He's forced sex on her. All the stuff that she's alleging. And she's pregnant, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
This situation.
It's so ugly.
I mean, honestly. They should not be having children.
No. And I'm like, at this point, it sounds like the authorities are involved because he's taking it live on Instagram. He's
constantly
sick.
With the sheriff there. He was alive wearing his bulletproof vest.
He was saying, Karini, you know, there was
posted. Did you
see
her
all
post?
The documents that she filled out. Now, she didn't write it. Obviously, she had an interpreter. And he's saying, I want to know. She had somebody go with her. And I'm sure that she would have never said anything like this because that's not what Karini would say. Well, yeah, because she's fucking afraid of you.
Yeah.
Of course, when you go to do a police report and it's in another country, they're going to have an interpreter there for you. They're not going to let somebody just fill out whatever they want. And she came on and said, everything I said is true. The interpreter said everything I wanted them to say and wrote it all down. And I'm safe and in hiding.
Well, hopefully she gets her butt on a plane back to Brazil.
Is that a better place for her?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
At least with family.
There? Paul's parents aren't going to help her. They're as wacky as he is.
Well, yeah, even in this episode, he's such a fucking loser. He invites his mom to go to the pet store, but he really just wanted her to buy the dog some dog food. He's a shit person.
He's a sick person.
And for people to think that, we get a kick out of Paul. No, he's sick.
Well, yeah.
He was an arsonist.
He's got a little.
He burned down
past.
His own house.
Or
the business.
No, I think it was his own house and a car, I think, too. His girlfriend's car or something.
Yeah, that's not That's not.
He's, I mean, I get why people watch him on the show. He's entertaining, but there's a point where it's now it's just sad and he should not be on because this is just
it's scary
allowing
now.
Him to behave bad.
I mean, everything's alleged at this point anyway, but
right.
But the way he goes live and everything's out there, it's
well, and
scary.
We know he lies.
Yeah. All right, but what about Colty and Deb? You forgot.
Oh, shit. I forgot about them.
You forgot about Colty and Deb. How could you forget?
Oh, Vanessa's watching the cat.
And Jess is not so happy that Vanessa's watching
now,
the cat.
Now, Jess has come out and said a lot of things, too. Have you read any of her posts saying that she was manipulated by Colty for the show and Deb is a bitch and
she's
posted quite a bit of stuff on Instagram?
Deb is very reactive. Yeah. She loves to call Colty's girls out on being jealous. You're so jealous. If you're jealous about this, oh my God, this is never going to work. Deb's not a nice person.
Well, Deb's come out and said some things too about Jess and she's looking for a green card and this was all blah, blah, blah. So it's back and forth between
Jess and Deb. Sorry, I believe Jess. The only reason I question Jess is why would she even want to be with Colty?
Yeah. Well, apparently this relationship with Jess was for the show, and he was really seeing Vanessa this whole time.
Yes, and we kind of know that. I mean, this was a whole year ago also.
Right, now, what the hell's wrong with Vanessa?
Well, Vanessa just likes cats. That's all I can think. All right, we're going to end. You didn't take any notes, but I'm sure you'll remember. With Love After Lockup from last week. We're kind of a week behind a little bit because of when we put this out, because Love After Lockup's on Friday nights, but that's all right. So we met a new couple. Shonda and Tyrese. Tyrese is 49. He is the guy's like, I'm what they call a hot commodity.
Yes, yeah.
Basically, he has a job. He's financially secure.
Right.
He met Shonda. She's just a country girl doing 3.5 years for selling drugs, but she's just a little country girl.
And she's a lot younger also.
She's 28. They met, you know, on a website. He has visited her once. They have one of those prison photos.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I just remembered one of our listeners confirmed that they do have prison photos where they are like school pictures. So remember I was questioning last time, like, oh, my God, what are those pictures from? Yes. They have like a backdrop and this person.
Okay. Why?
Well, this person who messaged us, she has a very good sense of humor. She said somebody she knows was there in prison and had a backdrop. And she said they were a firefighter when they were in prison because that's the backdrop. It was like they let them wear a firefighter outfit.
What? They have costumes now too?
It was very funny.
Oh,
so yeah, they have the backdrop. Oh my God, I was dying. Anyway, that's a new couple. We haven't met her yet. We'll see. Yeah. We've just been introduced to them. Then we have Maurice and Jessica. They're the one from Las Vegas. She's the blonde girl. He was in for 7.5 years. He's all excited to be able to walk to the bathroom naked. There's a house that she has that's in Vegas. You know, he's just excited to have real toilet tissue. And she's pretty convinced that he married her to get the conjugal visits. Here's what I was surprised at. They said that if you get married in prison and you can get the conjugal visits, it's like a little apartment for like an overnight stay where you have a little kitchenette
Are
and a bedroom.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
They put you up in like an apartment?
Well, maybe it's got to be there on the prison.
I had this vision of like this little
in this
cell
little,
room.
Yeah, yeah. This little cot. That's what I picture. They're in like a cot. But no, it's like a little room. I don't know. It sounded kind of nice.
Did you happen to notice two of the cast members flew out of Sacramento Airport?
I did not.
You didn't?
No.
Maurice and what's her name?
Jessica.
Jessica. She was standing at the airport filming. And then Sean and...
Oh, the other one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she's in Dublin.
Right.
Well, so camera crew got kicked out of Maurice and Jessica because they wanted to go have sex, Gina. And we got to hear some of the noises, which is always great.
Yeah.
Then we have Christiana and John. This is the one where he's of American Indian descent.
Yeah.
And he proposes. He gets right down on one knee.
He's too pushy. Too much. Yeah.
She was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Okay. Oh my God. Yes, absolutely. But then
what
when
were they
go
trying
to
put her in? Was it a wedding dress that they were trying to put her in?
I'm not sure, but it didn't fit. It was some sort of wedding garb.
Okay.
And then she kind of has second thoughts because in her mind, you know, she's going to get married. She still has the dreams of the wedding.
Well, and
the
would
ceremony.
You want to get out of jail like that prison and then just be thrown into a proposal
and then a wedding
at the same day. And
what was the purpose of the wedding right away?
I don't know.
To lock her down?
Because she had to go to the halfway house.
Yeah, but so? They can still communicate in the halfway house.
Yeah, I don't know what the rush was.
That
he just
feels
felt,
strange.
You know, felt
I felt bad for her. Need. I really did feel bad for her. Even one of his friends, the girl that was helping Christiane get dressed, she's like, are you sure you're okay? She's like, you know what? I don't think I am. It's just too much too soon.
It's
the dress
much.
Didn't fit. She was embarrassed.
She said she couldn't do it.
So then Lindsay and Scott, she's the young one and he's the older one. His card gets declined getting his little limo for her.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you know, I had to move a lot of things around. You know, she wants a car. I've spent a lot of money, you know, $15,000 to $20,000. I had to shuffle a lot of money around right now because a lot of stuff's going on.
He is not who he says he is when it comes to the financial piece of
They've
it.
Never met in person either.
Right. And he's going to spend all kinds of money to try to make her happy.
And
money
she has a lot of
wants.
Have. Right.
Yeah.
We've seen this before.
Right.
She's just a wanter. She's a taker. And she's going to take him for everything. Everything. Oh, he was the one asking the random guy at the airport. Was that the Sacramento airport? Like, does that flight usually come in on time? So dumb. This guy was just sitting there. He's like,
oh,
yeah,
no,
I guess.
That was in Ohio.
That was in Ohio. That was in the other place.
Yeah, that was in the other place.
Then we have Quaylen and Chevelle. He's the one that's been in for 12 years, and the mom is so sweet. The mom even goes to Chevelle's room and says, you know, I apologize, but I just want my son to come out and be safe, and I don't want him you know, to
she
go back
wants
in.
Him to go to Houston. And
they're so sweet. And they were so, both of them were so excited to go pick him up. They're singing in the car. They're nervous.
That was nice.
I actually really, really like them. So I hope they work out.
Yeah.
I hope he's on the up and up. He seems like he is.
He seems like he is. We'll
he was just, see. He was just in so young that scares
me. Yeah. He's got it's going to be a big adjustment for him.
Yeah, for sure. And then Destiny and Sean. She's the one that says, you know, I gained a lot of weight, so I may look different.
Well, we saw her, so he wasn't catfished.
No,
but
and she didn't gain that much weight.
Well, he did say,
Here's the picture I've been looking at. Yeah, the picture was like a glamour photo. Yeah. Nobody looks like a glamour
she
photo.
She doesn't really look, didn't he say, or am I just dreaming this? She's not really my type.
They
didn't
both
he say that?
They both, she said that she thought he looked older than she thought he did.
Right.
And then he says, she's not as tiny as I like, but I can make an exception.
Right. Make an exception.
Yeah. Well, she just got out of freaking prison. He made her tacos.
Okay, let's talk about the tacos. So why would you make tacos at your hotel room with some kind of meat he was squeezing out of a tube?
Ew.
Did you see that? It was like hamburger in a tube.
Drive through Taco Bell. You don't think she's craving Taco Bell? She wants homemade crappy tacos?
Right after you get her. Why are you bringing them in this thing? They're ice cold. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah.
She didn't seem as bad when we saw her when she was talking. Like, yeah, I've been in and out since I was, 13 years old.
Yeah.
She's had a hard life. This is going to be interesting.
Yeah. It's going to be some bumps, I think, in this one.
Yep. That's it for this week. Anything else?
That's it.
Anything else you have to say, Gina?
Nothing.
Nothing more?
No, nothing here.
All right. Have a great rest of your weekend. Follow us on Instagram. Tell your friends. Rate us on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, please. That helps us.
Mm-hmm. It does. And if you can rate us 5 stars, that helps us even more.
That's right. That's right.
And we're not going to Patreon like everybody else.
No. So you get all this for free.
All this conversation for free.
You're welcome.
Soak it in. Bye.
Bye. There is nothing like a dame. Nothing in the world.